Okay, so something you guys have to stop doing is simping. I hate using this word, but don't be a simp, because at the end of the day, you're just validating the wrong woman. Give the validation to the right woman, the woman that deserve it, not the wrong woman. At the end of the day, there's that one girl that gets that one simp, and she has been reckless her whole life. She's done whatever she's wanted, and then she says, oh, well, this guy wants me, so I have a boyfriend. So yeah, like, girls, go be reckless. Do whatever you want. Guys don't care. This guy wants me. You cannot be simps. You cannot validate the wrong woman. And at the end of the day, you probably weren't her first choice. I'm sorry, but that's the harsh truth. She probably just settled because the guy that she really wanted didn't want her, and she needs to have babies. She needs to get married. So she settled for the simp. Don't be a woman's second choice, third choice, fourth choice, tenth choice. Do not be a simp.
A lot of women today act like escorts. If a man has to pay you for your time in order to go out with you, you're an escort, okay? Because us regular girls are not charging men money to take us out on a date.
So you're really about to make me split the bill with you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it makes sense. You order all this food.
It's not even that much, bro. It's only like $70 worth of food.
Yeah, you're paying.
Why would I pay when you're the man?
You're paying. You're paying.
But I'm the girl.
Yeah, but don't order so much food next time.
But I'm the girl you're supposed to pay.
I'll do it next time.
There's not gonna be a next time if you don't pay for this food.
We'll figure it out.
I don't even have money.
Well, I just told you, don't order all this food next time. Like, you order all of it. You expect me to just pay all of it?
Yeah, because you're the man.
Cleveland, Ohio, fashion, hair, feminism, cat mom times five. That's where the bio is. Enough said.
I'm sorry, you're the only man at this table. Why are we doing separate texts? It's all women here.
I'm not responsible for paying everybody. I got the birthday
but
girl.
You invited everybody. You invited all of us.
I didn't invite you. Ernestine invited you. I'm responsible for who I brought.
Okay, you're the only man at the table.
I'm sorry, hold on. We was all doing Russian roulette, paying for credit cards and all that. Now all of a sudden you want to split checks? We're doing split checks,
bro? That was 2021.
Y'all, okay. Wait.
Things were different.
But wait a minute, y'all. Hold on. This is my birthday, for real. Don't.
Okay. Like, you're the only man at the table. You're not going to pay the check?
It's $700 for this whole table, and it's my birthday.
This is your best friend.
It's only Chance.
You being cheap.
Are you kidding me right now?
But if that was the case, I just took you out.
Dre, are you going to let him sit here with a whole table full of women?
It's not his responsibility. And when y'all get a husband,
y'all so embarrassing.
But you can't.
Alright, so boom, don't be a simp. First off, good men, kind men, and respectful men are not simps. A simp is someone who changes who he is for women's approval. He does this so women can like him. These men are agreeable, allow disrespect, be nice to only her, hide his intentions, and act fake for an outcome. Women who love simps are the ones who can take advantage of them and use them. Women who want real love don't like simps. It is why they lose interest in these types of men. To not be a simp, you must be yourself. Be how you are with everyone, have your own opinions, and stand up for yourself. You must be your authentic you. Some men will only hold doors for the women that they like. I will hold doors for everyone. I like to be polite to people in general. That is just me. When you are yourself, you will attract a woman who likes you for you. This is the type of relationship that you want. You do not want a woman who will use you. She will leave you in the long run, feeling miserable. Love is supposed to be hard to find, but easy once found. Drop a follow for more Drizzle Drizzle.
Y'all need to stop being simps for women that give you zero respect or human decency. Like, if you're only gonna think with the wrong head, then essentially, you're asking to be set up and used. Point blank, period. She is not making an attempt to hang out with you. After a couple of times of talking, she doesn't like you. If she's only talking about other guys, she doesn't freaking like you. Some of y'all are so desperate and you reap of desperation that you actually almost like getting used and abused by women because you like their Instagram photos, which they monetize off of. You follow them on OnlyFans, which they monetize off of. You like whatever the fuck they like just to get them to like you, and you have no sense of your own personal identity or personality, but you can't understand why these women just use you for money. This isn't just about social media, but if you see that a woman is only reaching out to you to talk about her own, has no interest in getting to know you, she's using you. She doesn't like you, because women that like you will literally sit there and watch you play video games or watch football. They will sit there in a room with you just because your presence is there and you exist. She's always asking you for money. She doesn't like you. And y'all need to learn and understand that cooking and cleaning or doing nice things for you from a woman is literally the bare minimum. If she doesn't want to get to know you, then she's giving you the bare freaking minimum. A lot of y'all need to learn to love yourself and respect yourself and stop letting women drag you through the mud, because it's not going to get any better in a long-term committed relationship with these women. They are just going to use you, maybe even marry you, get the babies out of you, especially if you're a nice guy. And then she's going to divorce your ass and she's going to take everything else from you. So this starts because y'all are desperate and you end up simping for the wrong women rather than having high standards and being a high value man and investing in the right people. Okay, bye.
You have a wife and she's going away during holidays? Is everyone thinking what I'm thinking? Who's the boyfriend, honey? Who is the boyfriend? What do you have going on? I mean, if this were a guy doing this, if this role were flipped and you had a guy that was leaving his family all the time on holidays and constantly being away and overnight trips, weekends, holiday, you know what people would say? What, does he have a second family somewhere? That would be the talking point. Where is this guy going? And rightfully so. What are you doing all the time? She's got something else going on. Let's just say that goes beyond, what is this, dog breeding and horse riding? Who you on the horse with, honey? I don't think it's just you and the horse, if you know what I mean. I said it. Something like nasty is going on here. Okay. And the guy knows it. That's why, you know, he unfortunately is too much of a simp to just address her. But he knows something's not kosher in this situation.
Hey, I'm gonna need all my guys out there to stop thinking with your piece, bro. Y'all really out here messing up the market for guys like me, bro. Y'all treating these Honda Accords 2012s like Benzes and BMWs, bro. Because y'all ain't got no respect for yourselves, man. Y'all messing up the market, bro. I'm going to need y'all to go up to the sideline and rethink. Time out with y'all over there, bro. Y'all need a time out, bro, because I'm sick of y'all, bro. Y'all really blowing these girls' heads up, bro. I'm sick of it, man. Have respect for yourself, bro. Or go inside or something, man. Or go goon, man. Lead us to the real ballers out here, man.
That's why I don't recommend ever DMing, texting. No digital interactions with women. Stop that. You need to stop that completely, because they can control the interaction there. It's a huge form of control for them that they don't have when it's live, when it's in face-to-face interaction, physical. Everything's real time. It's real time. So they can't fake anything. They can't hide behind time delays. They can't think of the perfect response for an hour or two. They can't act like they don't need you with leaving you on red for 2 weeks. They can't post pictures to mess with your mind, post pictures with other guys or other girls. And it's a whole mind game. It's a whole mind game designed to gaslight you into thinking that your value is lower than hers, lower than it is, when really nothing could be further from the truth. And the reason they can't, they're so behind this digital wall, is because they don't have anything when they come out from behind it. If it's actually in real person, real time, you're going to obliterate them. You'll just see. The longer you talk, the longer you interact, more of a red flags are going to pop up. You're going to have more control. You're going to have more leverage because you're going to be the more calm, collected one. She's going to sense the energy. She's going to know that you sense that she's more into you than you're into her. And this is something that you won't be able to control on semen retention, because if you're actually doing this earnestly and you're committed to it, you've been doing it for a while and you're getting into the deeper parts of it, it's not about getting more attractive and getting glow and aura and getting healthier and if your physical body getting a lot fitter and your eyes glow and all the.
What you handing me this for?
Your turn to pay for the food.
It's who turn to pay for the food?
Your turn.
Why would it be my turn to pay for the food when I'm here with my man?
Because I always pay for the food.
I can't hear you what?
I always pay for the food.
You always pay for the food?
Yeah.
I always pay for the food.
I ain't paying for it. Bitch.
You not paying for it?
No, it's okay.
It's only $50.
I'll pay for it.
Well, pay for it?
Yeah.
Why would I have to pay for anything if I'm here with my man? You are my man. You're supposed to pay for everything.
I'm going to pay for everything else so you can pay for the food.
You what?
I'm going to pay for everything else.
So I gotta pay you. I gotta go in my pocketbook and get out $50. You can't pay $50. Okay, well I'm leaving then.
What?
Oh, you might as well go ahead and call the server and see who gonna wash dishes because it ain't gonna be me. I'm not paying $50 for this. What?
I ain't either.
You ain't either.
I'm paying for this.
He said he's not paying for it. So what he needed? What he said that I'm the woman. He been paying for everything all weekend. And now he want me to pay for it. And it's only $50. Sit back some so he can. It's only $50. So what you think?
What you want me to pay for it?
Nah, he need to go wash dishes or something, right?
Oh, okay. I mean, we got plenty of dishes right there.
Nah, because I'm not paying for this. It's only $50.
All right.
Huh?
Tell him to get another.
A lot of dudes in the comments saying, if it's only $50, well, how come you just don't pay for it if it's so cheap? Why don't you go ahead and pay for it?
I'm not signing them papers, man. That's not my daughter.
Don't
I'm not paying child
don't
support. We getting divorced, right?
Excuse
it's not my daughter biologically.
You signed these adoption papers, giving these child the same biological rights as a child who is your own.
Bro, I didn't sign the birth certificate. What adoption paper? Where did I sign them at?
I got the papers.
Okay, you got the papers.
It's
you ain't got no papers.
Somewhere.
Did he sign the birth certificate?
I didn't sign a birth certificate. That's what I'm saying. That's not my daughter biologically. Her daddy, mm-hmm. In
but
jail.
But she was there since she was born.
Okay, what that mean?
You adopted her, though. I got the adoption papers somewhere.
Okay, but what that mean?
Somewhere.
I'm not paying child support.
We were married for 7 years.
Just pull out the birth certificate.
Okay, it don't really matter if we were married or not. It don't really matter. That's not my daughter.
Look.
I'm not about to pay child support. You move on. Meet somebody else. Then he taking care of you and your daughter. You getting double benefits. How did that sound?
Once you adopt this child, it becomes yours. In the same
but what I'm saying is, where are the papers at?
I understand. Do you have the papers?
She don't know where the papers is even at. That's what I'm saying. She's so unorganized. Why are we getting divorced now? You're not What's organized.
Dear men, I want y'all to understand that when y'all are not fully in your masculine, you pay for it. The ladies don't want me to say this, but I'm going to say this because that's what my audience is. My audience is about 90% men. When you are not in your masculine, you pay for it in ways that you do not know. You may pay for it financially, mentally, lustfully. You pay for it in many different ways that women do not calculate in front of you. If you are not in your masculine, you pay for it on the back end. And you don't know this because women have other men replacing you on the back end. So the things that you don't do, another man may be doing. He may be collecting the debt, but you are still in debt. He's not paying off the debt, but he's collecting the debt.
The first time, this is our second time, the first time we went out, he paid for dinner. I didn't get to see the check or what it was. It was good. It was a very reasonable place. Now the second time, I asked him, hey, you want to go do something? You know, as I proceeded to say, okay, well, let's go here. So the second time, since he said that I invited him, when we sat down for dinner and the check came that I will have to pay, I paid. As you can see here. Did I mind paying? No. Was I a little confused? Yes. Tell me if I'm wrong. I'm not saying that he has to supply and pay for everything, but I don't believe in 50-50. I clearly paid the second time we went out on a date. Should I have put up an argument paying for the second bill? So tell me, who all on here believe in 50-50? Because why is 50-50 a major thing nowadays? You pay the half of the electric bill, you pay half of the rent. Like, who all is 50-50 and who all is 100%? And when I told him, I'm like, really? He's like, well, you invited me out. I know some of y'all wonder, are we still kicking it? No. Also expressed to him, I don't believe in 50-50. And he wanted a 50-50 type girl. I mean, am I wrong for wanting to cut it off? Remember, I'm dating and I've been single for so long. Going forward, I kind of know what I want, you know? Then excuse me, y'all. At the end of the day, I don't want to settle for what's not going to work for me.
They get real confused when it's time for them to pull out their wallet and pay for another man. But they not confused when they're paying for their friends' little gifts and items around Christmas and all of these parties that they like to have, going 50-50 at brunch, nails, and all of these other spa expenses where they want to split the bill. But when it comes to a man, all of a sudden, do I pay? Do I not pay? What's the right amount? Is he going to take advantage of me? Is he love bombing me? Is he a bum? Is he somebody that sleeps on the couch and plays games? Does he stay with his mom? Is he in his mom's basement all day? All of those questions come into play because they don't want to pay for a man.
Nah, for real. You think I'm going to fly you out and not get no... Are you crazy? You can stay right here. I told you that. I'm a creep. I'm a creep.
Give me an Uber? Like, what am I supposed to do?
Babe, you have to get on a flight. Uber, we're back to the hotel. We're in Puerto Rico right now. So if you're not finna give it up, you can stay right here. I'm not getting your flight.
Give it up in the airport?
I mean, we could go get a little motel real quick. We could go in a porta potty. We could go somewhere.
But you couldn't get an extra day.
In a bathroom. I didn't get an extra day because you was acting funny since you got here, acting like you ain't wanna. You feel me? But now all of a sudden you on your period. Now all of a sudden you on your period. So what you gonna do? Let me know right now.
Home, for real?
No, seriously, I'm not buying. I bought a one-way trip for both of us. Now you need to find your way back. Or
this is against the law.
This is against the law.
Yeah, it's prostitution.
What prostitution? How? I'm trafficking you.
That's
what you call that?
That's exactly
no. I just feel like.
To get home, if, I have to.
No. Listen, I just feel like if I flew you out.
Can you take me home?
Are you asking random men to take you home?
I'm only here for the night, and we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again.
Two ways to stop being a simp. Every guy has simped before, multiple times. They can't help themselves. They meet a girl they really like, she shows them some attention, and all of a sudden, he becomes devoted to her. It's a bad dynamic to be in. If you're simping for a girl, 95% of the time, she will not return the favor or show any affection. This is why you need to learn how to stop being a simp. So how? Two ways. Number one, stop doing unprompted favors. Do not go out of your way to help this girl out. If she's your girlfriend or wife, that's a different story. But if she's a girl who hasn't earned your devotion yet, avoid completely. Number two, prioritize your own life. Be busy, make money, hit the gym, have purpose, and have a life. Have so much going on that you have no time to be a simp. For more dating advice and to learn how to not be a simp, join my newsletter at thedatingboss.com.
So I was chatting with this guy online, you know, trying to at least put myself out there a little bit more than I've already been doing here in Detroit. But he was just saying how he's went on so many dates and he is not paying for the first date anymore. And I'm just, at this point, now it's all shut down for me. Like, you are only a friend to me. Like, at this point, I could just, you know, we could be homies. Because you're not paying for a first date. Like, I don't know, it's a little bitterness in there. Like, I need you to come happy and healed and not, like, taking some of that passive aggressiveness out on the next one. Like, oh, I'm not paying for a first date. Okay. Well, what do you suggest then that we do on the first date if we were going to go on the first date, which we have not talked about. But, like, I asked him, what do you suggest? And he didn't come up with anything. So I'm just interested to see, like, what would he want to do on the first date if he's not paying for it? Maybe he meant that we're going to split it, or whoever he goes out with is going to split it. That's not gonna be me, but you don't have to spend a whole bunch of money on the first date. But he could have at least, you know, he could have answered and said like a walk, a talk, you know, a little something, play tennis. I like that. Like, come on.
Miss J said, nothing wrong with splitting the first date. Me and my husband split the first date. Now we own two businesses and make six figures, and I'm a stay-at-home grandma. I'm so confused why y'all focus so much on money immediately. Get to know the person, please. That's what I'd be saying.
I won't stop talking to a guy because he didn't buy me anything.
So let me tell you something. If a guy likes you, he's going to spend on you. Any man that does not spend money on you, does not like you, take that to the bank. I have this friend, right? Birthday was recent, and I told him that he should buy me a dress. That dress cost 30,000 naira. This guy told me, he doesn't have any money, yada, yada, yada. I recently introduced this guy to one of my friends, and this guy is looking for how he's going to buy something for someone abroad. All of a sudden, he has money to buy something for somebody abroad, right? Because he likes her. He doesn't like me. He doesn't see me that way. There's also one other guy that I used to talk to. This guy had a lot of money. Like, he was always showing me, see, this is my money. This is my Rolex. I have some money in my bank account. But he never bought me anything, right? That's how I knew that guy didn't like me. And I told him, like, I can't continue anything with you because you don't like me. Because if you liked me, you'd have bought me something. You'd have bought me, like, even a $10 mug on Amazon or something. So, ladies, if a man does not spend money on you, he doesn't like you. This is not even being materialistic. Men like to invest. Men like to invest, right? So if a guy does not invest in you, he doesn't think you're worth investing in, and he doesn't like you.
So because he has Rolex and money in his account, then he owes you some of that money. He doesn't even owe you. Y'all are single until y'all are married, right? So until you're married, you don't get any of this money by that logic. She said in the comments here, just to clarify, since this message is really resonating with a lot of women, I'm not talking about using a man as a financial plan or treating him like a bank. What I'm saying is simple. When a man is genuinely interested, he'll show you through his effort, his time, and yes, even thoughtful gifts, no matter how small. Ladies, let's be clear. It's important to be financially secure and self-sufficient. This isn't about dependence. It's about recognizing that real interest is expressed through consistent action and not just words. Yeah, and that action for y'all tends to be money, buying you stuff, spending money on you, paying for your hair and nails, paying for expensive vacations and trips. Y'all be saying small stuff, but when they buy small stuff for you, you don't like it. Yeah, you can buy me something small, like a $100 gift card. That's small. And then follow it up with a $900 bag. That should be good. That should suffice it. And don't want to be around that, man. Men don't want to be involved in that type of nonsense. Y'all sit up here, let a man pay for all this stuff, take all his money, and then y'all go on about your way. At some point in time, y'all gonna have to come to the table, not having a man. Y'all gonna have to prove yourself. That's what you're gonna have to do. Y'all gonna have to prove yourself, just like a man is gonna have to prove himself. At some point in time, equal, equal, fair is fair.
The moment a man opens his mouth and he says, I'm not a trick and I'm not a simp, is the moment I know I don't like that man anymore. Even if I thought I liked him a little bit and he starts saying, I'm not a trick, I'm not a simp, I don't like you anymore. Cause why? Can you learn? I'm just like, what's wrong with being a trick and what's wrong with being a simp? Oh, you show love and you have money and you like to spend it cause it comes back to you? When is that a bad thing? I'm a trick.
Because it comes back to you. How is it coming back to me? You guys like to waste a lot of time. You guys like to be entitled, and men are not going to put up with that.
You gotta see this. Yes, this is a modern woman trying to shame men for not helping her get that big ass suitcase up the stairs. I get an erection every time I watch this video, and we have three humble observations. One, huge round of applause to all men who decided not to simp and let this modern woman be strong and independent and haul her own suitcase up the damn stairs. Bravo, gentlemen, bravo. Girl power. I bet that suitcase is so heavy is because it's full of drama and bad decisions. And how do I know that? Well, her username on TikTok, and I kid you not, is Michelle's Drama. Secondly, what happened to the bear? For those of you who don't know, there's a trend on social media among the women like her, how if when walking through the woods, and if given a choice to see a bear or a man, these women would choose a bear. I know. Well, heavens to Betsy, where's a bear when you need one? And three, modern women need to realize that if they want us to act like gentlemen, they need to act like, well, ladies, a skill that they do no longer possess. That skill was conveniently replaced by an incredible ability to make useless social media posts. Now, I act like a gentleman all the time. I open the doors for women, I help them up the stairs with heavy luggage, but I live here in Southeast Asia where I get ladylike and feminine behavior in return. But in America and Europe, if some poor little simp would have helped her, he probably wouldn't even have gotten a thank you. Anyway, I hope this helped, and I hope this wasn't too much to bear.
I told you I was gonna get my nails done.
You about to go do that right now?
Yeah.
Oh, for real? How you gonna get them
done? I don't really know yet.
Okay, then go ahead and get them purples, man. Oh, see, look, just go ahead and call me back. After you done do it, we'll just FaceTime. And I'll let you know the plans after that.
I mean, that's it. Like, you're not gonna ask for my cash up or nothing?
Girl, for what? You mean to tell me you plan to get your nails done with no money?
You'll cash out for what?
You invited me on a date and I need my nails done. I mean, I thought it would click in your head while I'm telling you I'm going to get my nails done.
So, is the date at the nail shop?
No, I asked you on it. Let's back up. I got to get your nails done to take you on a date.
Yes, you do. Like, if you invite me on a date, I have to look a certain way. And it's your job as a man to make sure I look like that. Like, baby, who raised you? It seems like your parents failed.
That's your expectations. You funded.
No, I'm not your man yet.
Okay, but you're trying to be. Taking me on a date means you trying to be my man, right?
I'm trying to be.
Okay, so you need to show me that you even worthy of me giving you my goddamn time.
She not even worthy of this phone call. Hang up the goddamn phone. Date canceled.
Wow, that's crazy. I pay for my girl date, but I'm still trying to get to know.
It's giving broke energy. Y'all do so sassy. You look sassy as hell. It's giving broke. You good. Don't contact me.
Oh, wow. All because he don't want to fund your expenses? Girl, bye. Don't nobody owe you shit.
A woman in the comments said she did him a favor by blocking him. Another woman said she likes the finer things in life, but is too broke to pay for her own luxuries. LMAO.
When taking someone out, you're getting to know. The person that's paying get to choose where they will take you. You don't like it, you don't have to go. They'll take somebody else. You're not the only one, okay? Because if I'm going to take somebody out, it's going to be where I want us to go. That's it. Ladies, if a man is paying, you could choose not to go. But he's paying. You don't have that right or say so. Because ain't no man going to have to say so on where the fuck we going. So, you know.
I live with a gold digger, so like the dates I've been on where the girls didn't even pretend to take their wallets.
It's because
out.
They have good self-esteem. I don't.
Shit. Well, I think it's also Korean culture too.
No, I think it depends. Really, it depends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Even men too.
Out of all your Korean male friends, do some of them Dutch pay on first date, or do they all pay first date?
They all pay first date.
All pay first date.
I think that is not the like important thing.
That is the important thing. First date?
What if like he got a like what? Good point too?
But first date?
If I really like this person and I know their maybe family's not rich, maybe they're working two or three job or something, whoa, and they don't have that much money, I'm not gonna ask them to pay every single time or pay on the first date, because of course if they had the money they would, but some people are not financially able to, which I mean maybe you shouldn't be dating at that point.
That's a different, yeah.
Yeah, but that's a kind of risk you have to take with this kind of person, because not everyone has so much money they can pay every single time to make a first impression.
I'm broke too, baby. I still pay for everything. Anyways, yeah, I understand. You're still nice. You're still good. You haven't been corrupted by, you haven't been jaded fully
yet. I'm not a gold digger.
Well, a lot of these women hide behind the wall. And so what they do when hiding behind this wall, this kind of dating wall, if you will, is the man will pay and then they'll kind of step out and peek behind from behind the wall and say, okay, maybe I can trust him a little bit. And as he continues to pay, she sees, oh, he's a provider. He can take care of me. Should I go down? This is my insurance package. Great. Fantastic. I get it. I understand where you're coming from. But unfortunately, when does a man ever get an insurance package for himself? When does a man ever get reassurance? When does a man ever get insurance, period? That's the problem that men are having. I'm insuring you. I'm spending my entire time before the date, before the relationship, during the relationship, and even after the relationship, insuring you, insuring your safety, making sure that you are set up for the future. That's what a real man does. But I never get any insurance back. I never get any kind of commitment or any kind of reassurance that, yep, we're on the same team. This is what I'm going to be doing. This is what I can bring to you. For you continuing to provide for me and do for me, and you showing me that you're a good person, here's what I can show you. Here's what I can give to you. Modern women rarely ever think about that
perspective. You're saying men should not be simps for women,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Men shouldn't be simps for women because they're, let's say, they have too many cons instead of pros. So women should be leaning to more the submissive, the more traditional housewife, not a feminist either.
You're kind of all over the place, yeah. Together. I don't quite understand what you're trying to
talking about.
Ask her.
Okay, so you want... Oh, I'm sorry. I'll explain this in crayon eating terms.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Why should not men,
huh,
not be simps?
Especially why should not men not be simps?
You want to have kids. You want to settle down.
I think you mean why should men not be simps?
Right.
Yeah. Why shouldn't they?
Well, the problem is that when you're a simp, women don't respect you. Women don't respect simps.
Okay.
They just don't.
Okay.
So,
yo, this bitch is TikTok out.
She's clearly not ready for the argument. Honestly, I understand why she's not ready, because there is no argument. Men shouldn't be simps. Why not? Because you lose respect for a man that way. Why do you say that? Well, I like a man that does this for me, he does that for me. You like a man that's respectful. You like a man that shows you love and care and validates your feelings. That's what you like. You don't like a man simping for you. A man that simps for you puts you before anything that he has going on. You don't respect that. You waste that man's time. You spend all that man's money. And after 2 or 3 years of getting princess treatment and flown out and flown here and there and getting taken on these expensive excursions, you say, you know what? Just don't feel a spark. You're more like a brother to me. A brother that has been paying for all of these dates. A brother that has been moving you here and there and helping you to level up and to elevate. I'm like a brother to you with all of the money that I spent. Delusional, disrespectful, and idiotic. This is what men are staying away from. Men have quit simping. Sometimes, I mean, you know, everybody does it. Try to be nice. Try to show you that I'm interested in you. Hey, you want somebody to invest in you and put money up, take you somewhere or pay for something? Got you. Here it is. But then you turn around and say, oh, I thank you so much, but let's not be friends. Let's not talk. I don't want anything to do with you. And then you tell all your little friends that, oh, he's so weird. I don't know why he did that. He paid me $300 one time and thinks he should have access to me. He paid $300. He gave you $300 out of the kindness of his heart. He gave you $300 because you said that you needed help. And now you act like the guy is nothing. I can see if these men out here were some guys, they're trying to give money to gain access to you. They're trying to get money in exchange for something. But they hear you. The man is hearing you. You say you want a man to listen. The man listens and says, okay, I've got the money. Here it is. Hopefully she'll see the value in me. Oh, you did all that just because you wanted me to notice you? Yeah. You said you want a man to take care of you, to provide and be generous. I'm showing you that I can provide and I can be generous. I'm sorry, it's just not a spark. Well, if it's not a spark, then give me my money back. Give me my resources back. But you ain't going to do that. You're going, oh, just take it. You got to be grateful what people give you. You can do the right thing, be a good person, and give it back. But y'all ain't going to do that. Y'all going to let that man simp give you all that money and give him nothing in return but a side hug. Pass.
This will never get you no, so stop it. All you dudes that be simping, that be pandering, that be white knighting on social media, that's gonna get you some reposts, that's gonna get you some comments, it's gonna get you some likes, it's gonna get you some clicks. But in real life, the women not with you. Because if they was with you, you wouldn't have to be doing all that. You wouldn't have to be pandering. You can tell women exactly how it is. You can tell everybody exactly how it is. And they're going to rock with you. But because you're lame in real life, you need to make up this character on social media for the women to rock with him. Because they don't rock with you. And that ain't going to get you no play for real, man. Going to get you a little social media fame. And that's about it. That's where it's going to stop at. No motion in real life.
This video is for all the I don't chase type of guys. This is part 36 of Harsh Sister Advice, where I explain things to men as if they're my brother. I understand that you may have had experiences with girls where you put yourself out there, made yourself vulnerable, and you ended up getting hurt in the end. And now your solution is, I'm never chasing a girl again. The issue with that logic is that you are putting the blame on a past girl in your life on every other woman. All these girls that have never done anything to you, including your future wife, are now getting punished for the actions of this one or few girls in your past. What you don't understand is that you're taking the easy way out, and the easy way out is rarely the right thing to do. What you should be doing is learning the signs and what to look out for. Being able to spot a girl worth chasing versus every other girl. Come back for more Harsh Sister Advice.
So let me first say that I appreciate her trying to step in and give men advice. You know, you're just trying to do what you can. But the dude in the comments was like, if you're chasing, she's running. Move on, Kings. She responded by saying, did you miss the part where I said know who to chase and who not to chase? He responded back and said, I think you'll find from many men's experiences in the comments and elsewhere that whenever we've initiated, been earnest, communicative, respectful, thoughtful, etc., at some point in the courting process, we were met with, I don't feel a romantic connection anymore. Conversely, the most successful times we've had with women have been whenever we're aloof, nonchalant, don't initiate, don't communicate, and just don't give a crap. Just have that vibe about them. They end up chasing us. Y'all are actually wired the complete opposite way to what our logic tells us, and the results speak for themselves. Yeah, well, he let her know.
This is how you know women know it's because they don't teach their son that you don't take a bit of Cheesecake Factory, you take it to State 48 on the first date. They don't tell their son, you know what you should do? You need to buy her bags, get her hair done, and get her nails done, and spend
all your,
no,
whole, just spend all your money on her.
Mothers never tell their sons this hypothetical bull that they so-called preaching to the world. So that's how you know it's, you're not going to let a little dirty-ass girl from around the way,
you gotta be dirty, damn.
Use your son for his money. There's hard working money. If your son from high school,
let's say your son work at Chick-fil-A, he get a little check. He come home, now he don't got no money. And he say, Mom, oh no, I gave my girlfriend all my money.
She had to get black on that. I got Tadisha hair and nails done. I got her nails done. You gonna slap the shit out of me. You gonna call him a fucking dick.
Exactly.
Don't let no little furry girl use you. So this is where I'm like.
Is that how you would feel, Jayla J?
Yeah, that's unacceptable.
Man in the comments said, I was 16 and worked at a Ferris wheel. I bought my little girlfriend at the time some Jordans for Christmas with my $200 bi-weekly paycheck. My mom slapped the mess out of me and made me return them and told the cashier why I'm returning them. See, mama ain't gonna let her son get taken advantage of. But y'all want to be out here acting a fool and want men to waste their money, time, and resources on you.
This is a message to young men and young men only. I know that when it comes to women and dating, for some reason, y'all don't like to listen to women. You rather listen to a ball bit all over a podcast. But take it from somebody that's taking collegiate level sociology classes. You're much better off listening to us than those angry, unloved men that be spitting all over the podcast mics. Okay? It is a fact, a statistical researched fact, that the happiest men are married men, men in long-term relationships. Do not listen to these men that tell you women have nothing to offer you, that they bring nothing to the table, that they bring no value. There's a reason why they sound so angry and hurt when they get to talking about women on those podcasts. It's because they're lonely. What are the facts? They'll tell you that women only want you for your money. No, women only want them for their money, because obviously if you listen to how they speak about women, money is all they have to offer women. They cannot offer a pleasant personality. They cannot offer love and respect. They can literally only offer women money. So women will only use them for their money. If you are a good man that treats women with respect, they won't care about how much money you have. I can tell you right now, women get with bums every single day. And let me remind y'all that for the last couple years, you guys have constantly been reminding us that there is a male loneliness epidemic. What else has happened in the last couple years? A rise in red pill content. A rise in men telling other men to devalue women. A rise in men telling other men that they're better off single, when factually, statistically, y'all being single leads to y'all offing yourselves. Literally. And listening to these type of men really does not help when we also consider the inverse of that fact, that when the happiest women are single, childless women. We aren't killing ourselves behind being single. You guys are, though. And with that, stop listening to men that have their guns loaded already. Misery loves company, and they want you to be just as miserable as they are. They are too disgusting as people to find love, and therefore are telling other men that love isn't worth it. When for a lot of men, a relationship does equate to happiness. It does. Y'all giving up relationships because you don't want to give women the love, value, respect, attention, time that they deserve is literally doing y'all a disservice more than it's doing women a disservice. Because again, factually, we will die happy without you. We're more likely to die happy without you. That is the complete opposite for you. And I'm saying this out of love and care. It is love month. Everybody deserves love. Y'all too. But you're not going to get it if you keep listening to these men and adopting these minds. Statistically, they're going to end up offing themselves due to being single or dying alone in a retirement home, because women, caretakers, will only, again, want to be around them for money. Those nurses, therefore, a check. Or dying in bed next to a prostitute. Rest in peace, Kevin Samuel.
But the men in the long-term relationships are the leaders. They're the leaders. They lead their household. And the woman sits down, shuts up, and lets the man lead. We talk about it. Here's where we've decided to go. Let's go there. As the leader of the household, as the representative of the household, this is where we've talked about going, and this is where we're going to go. We're not going to be nagging and complaining and trying to backtrack every step of the way. Or maybe this, or maybe that. We're not going to be playing Monday morning quarterback. Armchair quarterback, second guessing every single decision that we've talked about. Men are done with that. So no, men are not better off listening to you just because you just got out of class listening to Professor Smith and you think that you had an epiphany. Your epiphany is going to cost a lot of men money, time, resources, and worst of all, their mental health. Y'all are not wives. You're not trying to be a wife. You're not trying to cater, serve, or have a heart of a servant for a man. You don't want to take care of him. If that's not what you want to do, stay out of his face. Stay out of the game. Go buy a cat, a dog, a gerbil, a rat. I don't care. Go buy an exotic animal. Give them love. But stay out of a man's face if you're not going to let him lead.